Oh, boy. Boy, these are just really, are you kidding me? I mean, come on. Taking responsibility and then, you know, come on. And personal responsibility and all that kind of good stuff. Let's see what we got. See what's happening today. Personal responsibility. Now, y'all got to wake up. Now, it's killing me. Come on. Y'all ready? Come on. Personal responsibility. It is your responsibility to wake up because I'm up already, okay? Here we go. Come on. Come on. Here we go. All right. Personal responsibility. We're going to talk about it today and taking responsibility the next couple of weeks. What does the Bible say about personal responsibility? Well, I wish this year could just be a better year. Why don't you make it a better year? Say. How about this year be a year free from whining? How about that? How about, wouldn't that be a good start? How about, hey, say. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Help me here. How about, come on. Here we go. Let's go with the message. Personal responsibility. What does the Bible have to say about my responsibility? Okay, now I'm going to talk a little bit. Now, a legalistic Christian, somebody says, I mean, this rule, that rule, this way, that way, and just, you know, judging people. Okay, listen, here we go. A legalistic Christian is someone who always demands, say it with me, more out of what? Than they do who? Okay. All right. Okay. But back that up. Okay. Then he does himself. Keep looking. He's always harder on who than he is on himself. See, now, if that's your attitude, that's not being very personally responsible. Okay? That doesn't mean there's not precepts in the Word and ways to live in the Word? Absolutely. Okay? But to look at it and put it on other people and sort of bypass you, that's a problem. Yes or no? Okay? Now, Galatians 6:3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is what? He does what to himself? He deceives himself. So, we're just rolling the train now a little bit. Let's keep looking. Now, a personally responsible Christian, instead of a legalistic Christian. Did you see there's a difference? You see that? A personally responsible Christian always demands more out of who? Himself than he does anybody else. Did you hear me or not? Come on. It's funny how we can say something about somebody. We can look down on somebody. Well, they don't do it out like that song. And we don't think a thing about us. You see what I'm saying? It's easy to judge somebody when they're out doing something and when you ain't doing something, say, are y'all hearing me? Okay? But my point is that I want to be a personally responsible Christian in my life. Okay? Okay, a personally responsible Christian is always harder on who than he is who? Wouldn't that be nice? Say, oh, yeah. Now, a legalistic Christian, I'm going to go a little further, often gets a kick out of other people's what? And shortcomings. All right? Keep looking. But a personally responsible Christian does this. Say it with me. Often does what? Kicks who? Himself or his own what? Well, wouldn't that make the church a lot nicer? Say, come on. How about worry about you? You ever said that to somebody? How about worry about you? You ever said that to anybody? Here we go. Personally responsible. Let's talk about it today. How could I not be a legalist, always telling other people what to do? You get your life right, Jack. And worry about me. Focus on me. I want to be better. That's what we're talking about today. So, we're in Galatians. We already saw one verse. Let's look at this one. But let every man prove his what? Can we say that together, that first line? But let every man prove his what? Then shall he have what? Rejoicing in himself alone and not in what? Yeah, just because somebody parts their hair a certain way, why should that make you happy? How about worry about the hair on your own head? How about that? Say. Is that plain English enough for you? Say. Or somebody, ooh, they're not wearing the right thing. Ooh, well, what about you wear the right thing then? How about that? Say. Y'all hearing me? All right. Come on. So let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Ooh, I like this verse. Now, this is a big verse. Ooh, this is big. Say verse 5 with me. For every man shall bear his own. Well, that sounds like personal responsibility to me, doesn't it? You say, every man is going to bear his own burden. I mean, some people spend their whole life trying to get somebody else to help them carry what they got. Instead of, can you just man up here? Say. Come on. I hate it in sports, coach, and many of you coaches in the room. I cannot stand it when we screw up and want to blame the ref. Or the ref makes a bad call. Why not beat the other team enough? He can make 5 bad calls and we'll still win. You understand? Yes or no? But we grow up and we live life like that. But the Bible says, every man shall what? That's the Bible, guys. What's that mean? You mean I have to be personally responsible? Absolutely. Okay? Now, the word burden, every man shall bear his own burden. The word burden literally means, say it with me, what's that word mean? It means a what? It means a soldier's pack. Can you see the head of the squadron, one of his men comes to him and says, you know what, my pack's a little heavy today. And General, could you carry that for me? You understand? That word carefully chosen by the Lord in the Scriptures, that word burden means a soldier's pack. Each soldier of Jesus Christ must bear their what? Hey, you might not like sometimes what's in your pack, but it's in your pack. Okay? And ultimately, whose responsibility is it to carry what's in your pack? It's your responsibility. Now, it's nice. Next week, we're going to talk about others and helping others. But today, we want to stay focused just on this subject. Bearing your burden. There are some things that only who? You can bear. There's only certain things you can bear. And bless their heart, some people mean well and they mean good. But sometimes things are in your pack. And people want to try to understand it. But they can't. Because it's not in their pack. It's in your pack. And the pack ain't on their back. The pack is on your back. Their back's not hurting, their neck's not hurting, their legs aren't hurting, their heart's not breaking. Yours is. You understand? And I love all this well-meaning, and we're going to talk about that next week. But ultimately, you are going to have to bear that burden in that pack. Being personally responsible. Y'all hearing me so far? Yes or no? Okay, let's keep looking. So, there are some responsibilities that are yours alone. Matthew 11:30. But here's what Jesus says. Now, listen. My yoke is easy. Say this with me. And my what? Burden is light. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. You and Jesus can do amazing things. You and God are incredible. How many are just surprised at some of the mess you've gone through and made it through in your life, but God helped you? You just look back going, that was just crazy right there. I can't believe I did that. Isn't that amazing? Come on. There is a pack on your back, and it's not what? You cannot, being personally responsible, you can't come out the gate and start making excuses with me at the beginning of the message. Yeah, but you don't understand, Pastor. You don't understand what I've gone through. Well, you don't know if I don't understand or not. That's just an excuse you're making. Maybe I do understand a little better. And so if I don't, what does that make? Is that okay, now that fixed it. Okay, you're right, I don't know. Now you're better, right? No, I can't move. Well, come on then, listen to me. You hear me or not? Okay, come on. So, you need to carry your what? Own load. Now, I know people that are very personally responsible in this room. You're loving this message right now. You're like, wow, that's good right there. Hey, man, I've been trying to tell the kids this for years. You know, well, this is for you. Amen? And it's for me. We can always find more in our life that we can be more personally responsible for. Amen? I'm just talking about, you want to have an incredible year? Be personally responsible this year. And it just starts with a day at a time. Just do it a day at a time. Don't like, I'm going to do like 365 personal responsible days. How about can we just try like January 1? What do they tell us on New Year's Eve? Commercials, commercials, commercials. Drink blank. Responsibly. You know what that means to Gary Clark? Don't drink. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, yeah. That's me though. That ain't you. Because that's in my pack. You see? I came from a history of drunkenness in my family. My own mother was shot in cold blood as a direct result of what alcohol does. I don't need it. Do you understand? But that's me. Is that me judging you, looking down on you? No, do what you want to do, because ultimately you're going to stand, you're going to do what you're going to do anyway. But I want to be as personally responsible as I can. Amen? So how about start the new year off? How? Personally responsible. How about that? Man, it's worth all everything today just to hear that for some of you. Amen? Come on. That got your new year off going to a good start. So personal responsibility. Let's go with it. How am I personally responsible? Let's look at the scriptures. Number one, would you say that with me? Prove your own work. Prove your own work. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. And we're going to fly now. Test your own what? Actions. That says it enough. Rather than comparing yourself to others, step back and take an objective look at who? Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's saying. Keep looking. Look at your own accomplishments and successes. That's okay. Okay, look at how you're doing with your own pack. This is good. This is being personally responsible. That's in my pack. How am I doing with this right here? I have to deal with this. And how am I doing? Prove your own work. And by the way, the Bible says you can rejoice. You can rejoice in what God has done in and through you. That's the beautiful thing about being personally responsible. Okay, you can feel good about it. And I know so many of you, some of the pain, some of the struggles that you've gone through, some of the challenges that you've had. And I'm going to tell you something. Me looking at you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. And it's okay for you to be proud too. Okay, it's not a problem with that, as long as it's not an arrogance. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you might what? Prove. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So you can take pride in what? God's work in your life. That's the beauty of being personally responsible. When you're personally responsible, you can have a relationship with God that you otherwise would not have. You know you're making it. You know you're getting through. You know God's helping you. That puts you in a connection with God that otherwise, if you're always getting other people to just do for you. Do you understand? It's nice not just having to thank mama or daddy. It's nice being able to fall on your face and thank you, God, for helping me. It was just me and you, and we made it. You hearing me or not? Whole other act of worship here. It's huge, man. You can take pride without putting someone down. That's what legalism does. When we look at others and we look at what they're doing, what they're not doing, what we do, we put other people down and without even necessarily trying, we puff ourselves up. Whereas being personally responsible, that's a real opportunity to do the right thing in your life, but also to worship the Lord and to get on a whole new level with God. Y'all hearing me or not? Hey, I don't like the mess that I have created in my own life or that others have heaped on to me in my life. I don't like it. But you know what I do like? Making it through it. And I know me very well. And I know it won't me that got me through it. I had someone helping me. But then God looks back at me and says, no, you were doing it. You were doing it. I've been walking with you. You and me, buddy. Right there. I said I'd never leave you nor forsake you. But you still got to keep walking. Still got to keep your head up. Come on. You see what I'm talking about today? Okay, good, good, good. So number one, prove your own work. How can I be personally responsible? Here's another one. Share from your what? Now don't go to sleep on me on this one. This is going to be, oh boy, here he comes. Let him that is taught in the word, say that word with me, communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. What does that mean? The word communicate is the word share. Or the word give, okay? It's actually the same word as what? Having things in common, sharing. Sharing. Did you know it's our personal responsibility to what? To share with others. Did you know that's your responsibility? Yeah, but I don't have. I ain't got what they got. Well, there you just turn into a legalist. You see how you did that so quick? Yeah, but look at them, you know. I don't have some rich mama that gave me all that. No, but you have a great God that gave you what little you do have. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Passing the buck. Blaming. Come on. It is my responsibility to share. Okay? It is my personal responsibility to shoulder the financial support for the ministry of Jesus. I'll let the rich folk do that. Did you know we don't do that here at Fellowship? I don't know if you know that or not. God gets all the credit. I want you to know something. I never pull up a chair and kowtow and beg people for money. I'm not that kind of preacher. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay? I came from nothing, had nothing. God's given me everything I have. But He's given me way too much so now it's strangling me. I'm trying to get rid of it. Amen? How about that? Listen, my point is we're just regular folk. I make a big deal of Fellowship Church being a place where regular folk come. Amen? Now, if you've got money, great. That don't make you no more than regular than us, does it? Say yes or no. No, it just means we get to share. Some can share this amount. Some can share this amount. But we all share together because we all share in the ministry of the Lord. Is that correct? Yes or no? Have I lost you there? Why would I rely on 3 or 8 or 12 or 15 or 20 in this church when it's your personal responsibility and it's my personal responsibility, it's part of the Word of God for us all to share. I would not be a good pastor if I was that. You understand? That's why we always include. That's why today, the whole offering, all the offering today, you can feel good. You can feel, hey, I gave today. We know it's going to seats. You should feel good when you walk in. Not arrogant, but wow, look what we did for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. With His help. I think that's cool. Amen. But somebody else will go, you shouldn't say that. Well, they're a legalist. See the difference? Say. Okay, here we go. So share from your own resources. That's in my what? Pack. Absolutely. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we reap of your carnal or financial things? This is Paul, the apostle, the preacher speaking. If others be partaker of this power over you, are we not rather? Nevertheless, we've not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. That's a problem when pastors and preachers lie, say things that this, if you give this money, you'll get this to happen to you. Lie, that's a lie. I appeal to your personal responsibility. Amen. Say. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the what? Of the gospel. The concept, now this is huge. I'm going to tell you about this man was talking about personal responsibility at a time nothing like this was ever really taught. The concept for voluntary giving was a what? This won't work. This will not work. This is what they were saying. It was a revolutionary idea because the Jews taxed for the support of the priest and the Gentiles paid fees or they made vows to sustain their religions. It's crazy. But, this principle of personal responsibility and sharing in the financial needs of ministry for the Lord, it was a revolutionary idea. And I tell you what, it took off. Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. It's taken off down through the centuries. Yeah. God bless us, man. Look at this right here. I want you to see that. all done from sharing from your resources. And you ought to feel good about that. Amen? And what you can't see is that whole big parking lot. What you can't see is $1 million probably that's under the asphalt. Go dig it and see if you can find it. The county stuff, the infrastructure underneath. But you should feel good about that. Amen? Taking personal responsibility. People told me, hey, you should write this organization. You should do this, Pastor. Hey, this place will give you a grant. It's funny the suggestions people make to get somebody else to do it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We can't do that. That's all you're saying. We can't do that. There's no way we can do that. It's amazing what you taking personal responsibility can do in your life. If some of you got this message today, you talk about life-changing and radical. Some of the gifting you have, some of you people are incredible in your thinking and your gifting, your ideas, and your resources. You could change people's world if you took personal responsibility for what you have. You hear me today? This is a big deal. The believer in Jesus Christ is admonished to share, okay? Now, this is a line I came up with. It's one of my favorite quotes of my life. I'll be rich and famous because of this one day. It's always easier to give away other people's money. Gary Clark said that. Oh, yeah. Look at your government. Oh, it's whatever. It's only $25 billion. Whatever. Amen. Say. But next to government, who's notorious for doing that is church. I'm telling you right now, it's always easier to give other people's money away. Instead of you taking personal responsibility in the ministry of Christ, it's easier to let somebody else do it. Amen? Y'all hear me or not? Woo, I done beat this hard today, ain't I? Well, I just want you to know if you want to have personal responsibility in your life. It's just part of it, guys. Now, when we share, we don't do it sad or not mad, but we give how? Cheerfully, that's right, glad. That's what the Bible teaches, amen? So let's look at another one. Personal responsibility, we're to do good to all men. We're to do good to all men. That is my personal responsibility. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do what? Good unto how many men? Especially unto them who are of the household of what? My personal responsibility. We're just building on the case here. What am I to do personally? It's my responsibility to do good whenever the what arises. And what's that at the end? A period. A period. A period. I'm tired. I'm not going to do that anymore. Well, that day you start doing that is the day you become personally irresponsible. You understand? Even in relationship, you know, in marriage, we get to the place where we're just tired. We're tired. I've just told her so many times, or I've told him so many times, I'm just not going to do it anymore. Well, that's the day you became personally irresponsible. You understand? It's doing the right thing, no matter when you do it, it's still the right thing. Is that the right thing or not? Am I messed up here? I know I think doing the right thing is always the right thing. That's why we call it the right thing. Amen? Is doing good good? Because it says doing good is good, so I would think doing good is what? Good. That's it. That's in my pact to do good. I am to help both believers and who? Non-believers. Yeah, but I just like to help Christians. You know, I've heard the craziest things in my life. Would Jesus just help Christians say? Are you kidding me? No, it's craziness. Believers are to have the what? Priority in this scripture, not that we don't help unbelievers, but we ought to look for opportunities too. Help believers who are in need, who I can share with, who I can help with a project or whatever, you know. Now, look at this one. Whoa. Now, we're talking about personal responsibility. The needs of my family are to be met what? Can you say first with me? One more time. And whether you like it or not, this is what I believe. And that is, I believe you're to share and help with the ministry. I believe that. But I believe if it meant you sharing the needs of the ministry today or paying your light bill today, I want you to pay your light bill today.
and not believe, ooh, if I give to that church, God's going to meet my light bill in the mail this afternoon. Does God do things like that? Sure. Do blessings come from all places? Sure. But should I always be personally what? And I should be personally responsible to take care of my family what? First. You don't hear that on TV very often. Is that the Bible? Say. Sure it is. And here's the point. You take care of your family first. You be personally responsible. Listen, you are going to have the giving to be able to share in ministry. That's what I believe. Amen? I believe that, guys. I believe it all works together. It's a beautiful thing. If any man provide not for his what? Own, and especially those of his own what? He's denied the, and is worse than an infidel. That's what the Bible teaches. That's in my pack. Wow. I recently got remarried. I got more in my pack. I told Kim this Christmas, let's not buy a lot for the kids. Because you got grandma that buys like crazy. We did buy for the children. I said, but then we have people at Fellowship Church that want to share and love on these young'uns. And old Gary was right. Did they get a ton of stuff? Absolutely. Were they blessed their socks off? Absolutely. And it didn't bankrupt the Clark House. Amen? Sound like a good plan to me. Amen? You might think that guy's mean. The last one is my personal responsibility, glory in the cross. And we're done. But God forbid that I should glory. We talked about legalism at the beginning, remember? Puffing yourself up while you're putting somebody else down. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the what? See, that's my personal responsibility, to live this crucified life to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new what? I'm a new creature in Christ. That's what really matters. And I have the power now to be the most personal, responsible person on the planet because I have Jesus in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Come on. I glory in the fact that Jesus Christ loved me so much that He willingly shed His blood for me on the cross. Did you know that's in my pack? Did you know that's something that you should take personal responsibility in glorying in Jesus, worshiping Jesus, being thankful to Jesus? That should permeate your thinking. You hearing me? I don't want to be some holy roller. There you go again. Not being personally responsible to what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Are you kidding me here? Amen. Come on. It's my responsibility. We're done today, Raj. We'll end it right here. Is that okay? To glory in the what? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Right from the Scriptures. Come on. Thank you, Lord.